The Antisocial Behaviour of Horace Rumpole by John Mortimer. Read by Bill Wallace. The social contract is nothing more or less than a vast conspiracy of human beings to lie to and humbug themselves and one another for the general good. H. G. Wells, Love and Mr. Lewisham. The statutory provisions relating to antisocial behaviour orders, ASBOs, are not entirely straightforward. Antisocial Behaviour Orders, a guide for the judiciary. Chapter 1.
The life of an Old Bailey hack has more ups and downs in it than the roller coaster on the end of Brighton Pier. At one moment you may be starring in a sensational murder in Court Number 1 at the Ludgate Circus Palais de Justice, and the next you're down the Snaresbrook magistrates on a trivial matter of purloining a postal order or the receiving of stolen fish. I was smoking a small cigar in my room in chambers, contemplating the uncertainties of the legal life, and comforting myself with the thought that when you're on a down, the up can't be far away. When there entered Soapy Sam Ballard, QC, the letters in my book stood for queer customer, our so-called head of chambers in Equity Court.
"You weren't at the chambers meeting, Rumpole."
Soapy Sam uttered the words in the solemn tones of a judge in a case of multiple rape, preparing to pass sentence.
"No," I told him. "I stayed away. When it comes to vital matters, such as the amount of the coffee money or the regrettable condition in which some of us..."